I'm Carmen Norris, and you're listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. I'm sorry you lost your father. I'll never send you this letter because I'd never be awful enough to send you anything, really. I know it isn't my place. I hope that by writing this, the universe will somehow let it bring you some peace. I'll start from the beginning. Your father and I started as two people that worked together and were too nervous to even speak to one another at first. He'd pass me in the hall and say, "Hey," one time, and throw in a, "You look nice," the next. I'd blush and thank him as I held onto every word. I knew he was separated, but to me that still meant married. So it had to stay as an innocent work crush as far as I was concerned. But I figured there was no harm in flirting. So I was happy to leave things at comments I hoped were meant to be flirtatious that came just once in a while. Almost a year after working together, he began coming up to me when most people were gone for a break, just to make small talk. I was a giddy schoolgirl, and some part of me knew he felt the same way I did, but we had an unspoken yet mutually agreed upon agreement that things wouldn't progress to where it was complicated or serious. And as long as neither of us said something outrageous, like, "I'd like to take you out," or, "You know I'm interested in you, right?" nothing we did could technically be inappropriate. Oh, the games people play to walk on that thin line. Then one day, I was having a rough time, and he casually strolled by my desk to ask me a question we both know he didn't need me to answer, but it gave him an excuse to ask if he could thank me for my help by taking me to grab a bite to eat. That's how things really got heated up between us. But everything from that fateful night started a few weeks prior. One of our coworkers from the sales team was having a great quarter and really wanted to shove it in everyone's faces, so he decided to throw a really lavish but intimate party on a yacht he rented out. Many of us didn't believe him in the beginning, but the more he talked, the more we all wanted to at least see if we could one day brag about that one time we went to a yacht party. By this time, your father and I were having lunch dates on occasion and a few dinner dates here and there. We were essentially dating, but we never verbally labeled it, and I was okay with that. I knew he was still married, but left the home some time ago and never went back or legally divorced your mother. I would have despised him for leaving his entire family in such a long limbo, but I'd already fallen for him and understood his excuses and forgave him, which, believe me, I now know wasn't for me to do. Then the night of the yacht party came. I imagined it ending as magically as it had begun. I hadn't for a second considered tragedy would be the only way out. After a bit of debauchery with coworkers and allowing ourselves to be seen hanging out with anyone but one another, we let everyone disperse and we found a spot with a bench that overlooked the water on one of the lower decks. He looked excited and pained when he saw me walk up to him. He said that he reached out to you all and could barely contain himself with how it felt to hear your voices through those happy tears. You were mad at him, and understandably so, but also really happy to hear from him. And the choices he made seemed to rip through you on that phone call, and he felt every bit of it. He told me he hadn't spoken to your mom and that she deserved an explanation in person, so he was going to take time off from work and go make things right with your family. He told me that night was going to be his last night with me because he was going to make you all his priority. And he hadn't done that before, and especially after he'd abandoned you. We talked for a little while, probably over an hour, before he went into what I can only describe as an intense panic. He feared being rejected, and even though he knew he should expect it and would fully deserve it, it was like his body went weak at the thought of that emotional pain. He began shouting into the dark about how he felt. I knew it was a lot, but I wasn't sure what I could do besides try to calm him down and suggest professional help for him and all of you. I wanted to get him a drink, but feared it would make things worse. I'd never seen him like that before. I mentioned the positive things you all said on the phone to him that made him happy before, and it tore him up to think about it at that point. Eventually, he regained his composure. He looked resolute on what he had to do. He asked me to get him some water. I was hesitant to leave, but he assured me he just needed a minute and the water would help. Wow. When I came back, he was gone. Search crews found him the next day. There was no note. He didn't leave anything. He didn't say anything. As far as I know, his last words were to me, "I'm sure you want the full answers, but I feel that it would only make it worse." Now, you may be wondering if he really did jump off that yacht, like what is being reported. I hate deciding for you, but I do believe wondering is better than knowing he actually abandoned you one last time. Hey, y'all. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. Want more thriller, suspense, and horror? Check out badalibibookbox.com. It's a monthly thriller subscription box that has a recently released novel, short stories you can be paid to write, and 3 to 5 goodies. Check it out at badalibibookbox.com.